Blog Talk Radio.
She'll take you in, feed your friends, her open arms are welcoming. She'll rub your back all night when you're crying. She'll listen to you tell your story, hold your fear and all your worries. Help you find the truth when they're all lies. Even when it's hopeless, she keeps trying. She's your mother, you love her. There won't be another place like her again you call home. She stands here to help you. There's nothing she won't do. As long as she's alive, you're not alone. You got each other.
That's
your mother. She fixes all the broken things. When you're in love, she's got a ring to give to you. She hopes you give away. She don't care who you give it to, where they're from, if they pray like you. As long as they are good to you, that's enough. First thing she taught you was love is love.
She's your mother, you love her. There won't be another place like her again that you call home. She stands here to help you. There's nothing she won't do. As long as she's alive, you're not alone. You got each other. Your mother. When you fail her, when you're afraid, crying in the careless mess you've made, she'll make you clean it up yourself and offer you a little help. Dry your weary eyes when you let her, but she'll look at you.
She's your mother, you love her. There won't be another place like her again that you call home.
She stands here to help you. There's nothing she won't do. As long as she's alive, you're not alone. Secrets in your heart.
That was Mother from Sugarland. Sugarland is kind of country western, country whatever. Today's country isn't really country, but it's country. So there you go. This is the Gospel Hour with Jenny on the TCB Network. And we're going to TCB today by saluting mothers. It is Mother's Day. And, you know, whether they're still with us here on Earth or whether they've gone home, we all had a mother. We all have a mother. Many, many of us are mothers. So Mother's Day is very appropriate. I think it's very appropriate. And it's appropriate that we spend some time playing songs honoring mothers. And that's what we're going to do today. We've got songs honoring mothers. We've got gospel songs. This is not totally deserting our gospel for Sunday. It's not going to happen, so I'll probably still preach like I'm not right now, right? Anyway, guys, this is it's a day to be totally thankful. Thankful for the mothers we have. Thankful for the way they have loved us. Thankful for our mothers if they have already gone home, for the time that we did have with them. Mothers are always a blessing. And I am a mother, and I can say that, so there. mothers just do so much. They are so much. They're such a large part of our lives. And we need to be thankful for that. And let them know that if you can. If they're still here with you, let them know how very important you are to them. Because they're going to give you one big hug, and you're going to see that look in their eyes. And you'll know that there is nothing like a mother's love. So think about that and give it a shot. You still got some of the day left, most of us. So let's do it. Hi, Susan. Did you make it?
I did, my darling. I did. How are
you? Yay! You're actually here for however long that it lets you stay.
Now, come on. Don't jinx me.
Well, no. We're just, hey, you know, reality's reality, sugar. That's all you can do with it.
That's true. I go where the tide takes.
Exactly, and we hope that it comes back every time. And
bit,
it does.
A bit chilly in the water, though.
Yeah.
It's a little bit chilly.
Well, once you get here, though, it's hot here, so you're okay.
Oh, good. I could do with warming up.
Yeah, we're hitting 100. So we're hitting 100, so here you go.
I've got to put the heating on again.
Me too.
Oh, my word.
Honestly, it was really lovely yesterday. Today, we've got to put the heating on again.
Mm. It's like a winter's day, isn't it, today?
I'd handle that.
It is.
I'd handle that. I could do that.
You could?
I could do that. Yeah.
Well,
I like it
a
little cooler. I like it a little cooler.
Have a break from the heat. Yeah. I wish you would, yeah.
Yeah, really. Oh, well. By the time July gets here, I'm going to want to crawl into an ice cave.
Really?
If I could find one, I will. But, you know,
oh,
that's
dear.
Just because it is going to be hot from now until the middle of October.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So,
send some over here.
Yeah.
It's nice at night. It's still nice. It's still nice at night. In about 3 weeks, it's only going to be getting down in the 80s at night. And then long about June, July, it's only going to be getting down in the 90s at night. So I'm just enjoying it while I can. I'm just enjoying it while I can.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's get this ball rolling with something really, really awesome that I had never even known existed. And of course, it came from John. Where else, right?
Yeah.
This is an Engelbert Humperdinck song. It was recorded live at one of his concerts. This was his closing number. He did Ave Maria in English.
Beautiful. Wow.
So, you know, for those of you who are Catholic, this is going to really hit home. And it's wonderful. And those of us who are not Catholic, it is still totally beautiful. We just don't carry it quite over into the Mother Mary. But it's still a beautiful, beautiful song. And he is saying about Mother Mary, that's the Trinity to us that are not Catholic. So it's the same message, people. It's the same message. So,
yes.
Bottom line of this message is love. That's all I'm going to say. Give a listen. Ave Maria in English.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Ave Maria in English, and I never knew what it said, but that's wonderful. I'm hoping that was a direct translation. I don't even really know that, but the message of it regardless is beautiful. It's beautiful. The love from up above falls on us, and it's up to us to absorb it and give it to others around us. Now, even with the best of us, that does not always happen. That does not always happen. I have a confession to make, because earlier today, I hurt the feelings of a very close friend. I was rude and answered a message on my phone when I should have been paying attention. And I feel very, very bad about that. So even when we have the best of intentions, it doesn't always follow through. And sometimes we unintentionally hurt others that we care about. But the love is still there. And the love that falls down on us from up above will always be a constant supply. We need to remember that. And then, you know, when you screw up, do your best to fix it. Because that's all you can do. Once you've mucked it, it's done. You've got to do your best to make it better. So there you are. But the bottom line for everything is love. It's just that's it. That's the bottom line for everything. It's love. Okay. That being said, it's time to do a Mother's Day song now. And this is a song. See, I had John send me most of our Mother's Day songs today. So that's really awesome. That's really awesome. That made my job so easy, because once I got loading those songs into it, the whole page is filled with mother songs. It's fantastic, you guys. You never see them any other time, but they're all over the place today or yesterday when I did this. It's wonderful. So what I'm going to do now is one that kind of fits in with gospel and Mother's Day. And this is wonderful. And the person opens it with a little soliloquy of his own to his mother. And that's a wonderful thing. So be patient for the first minute or two, and then the Travelers Quartet will sing the song. I want to dedicate this song to all of the mothers who have already passed from this earth and gone home. And I know that many of you listening right now fall into that category. This is for all of those mothers. It's called My Mother's Old Bible.
Still, it's more precious than silver or gold. The cover is worn, and it's yellow with tears. Ah, my mother's old Bible grows so much sweeter each year. She fashioned a cross with her needle and thread, and that cross was a marker she placed where she read. While seeking its treasures, I lose all my fears, and Mother's old Bible grows sweeter each year. Though the cloth binding has fallen apart, there's no other book that so comforts my heart. And oh, how I love its promises dear. Yes, Mother's old Bible grows sweeter each year. A map of tomorrow and a guide for today, a record of ages, page after page. I read it aloud, for 'tis music to hear, and Mother's old Bible grows sweeter each year. She cherished the word with each fiber and breath, and died in his service, faithful till death. Now her voice doth no longer fall light on mine ear. So Mother's old Bible grows sweeter each year. Sweeter and sweeter, like nectar sublime, it flows through my being with power divine. cleansing my soul with a torrent of tears. My mother's old Bible grows sweeter each year.
She is forever sweetest mother to me.
Yeah, that was sweet. I like that.
That's beautiful. Yeah, well,
unison. All right, let's go. That was good. I like that. That was really sweet.
Oh, no. That was lovely. That
yeah, was I like
lovely.
That.
That brought tears to my eye.
Yeah,
you guys are awesome. Yeah. Well, it's time for a gospel song now.
Lovely.
So, let's head on through to Days of Elijah with Robin Mark. This is a neat one.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
There we are. That was a nice one.
It was.
I like that one. I like that one.
Yes, it was. Very good.
Love that. Was it a flute? I love that flute.
I know. You don't hear that very much at all, anywhere.
Beautiful.
That's fantastic.
Mm.
Okay. It's time for... Now, this song has three things attached to it. The first
right.
one is that John sent it to me. Thank you, John, because this is really special. And it is a rare recording of Elvis singing harmony with himself.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely.
And this one was requested by a close friend for his mama, who has gone home. A very beautiful lady. And for Gladys Presley.
Yes.
We're going to dedicate this to Gladys as well. So there's a three-pronged thing with this. That lets you know how really super special this song is.
Mm-hmm.
So listen to it, because it really does speak to a mother's love. And this one's for you, my friend, and it's for Gladys. And thank you, John, so much.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
Oh, mama, like the roses, she'd grow in the yard. But winter always came around and made the growing way too hard. Oh, mama, like the roses, and when she had the time, she'd decorate the living room for all us kids to see. When I hear the Sunday bells ringing in the morning, I remember crying when she used to sing. Oh, mama, like the roses, but most of all she cared about the way we learned to live, and if we said our prayers.
You know, I kept the family Bible with a rose she saved inside. It's pressed between the pages like it found a place to hide.
Oh, mama, like the roses, in such a special way. So we bring them every Mother's Day and put them on her grave. Oh, mama, like the roses. Mama, like the roses. Oh, mama, like the roses.
Yeah, that one, that's enough to make you cry. It really is. But it's so beautiful. And you know, just a message from my friend, because I'm pretty sure he's listening right now. Honey, you know your mama loves you still and is watching over you and just smiling. Because you're such a wonderful person.
Oh,
hold that because it's true. And I know that Gladys loved her son to no end and always will. So this, we perpetually dedicate this to Gladys because she was such a wonderful mama. She really was. So there you go, guys. And I'm going to follow that up because I hope my sisters did what I asked them to and got my mama out of her house and to one of their houses where there is a computer so she could be listening. I'm hoping that happened. So, Mama, if you're listening, this is for you, sweetie. I love you endlessly. This is Elvis singing Mama. There you are. I hope you were listening, Mama, because that was for you. Now let's slide a little bit of gospel in here because, after all, it's Sunday and this is the gospel hour. It is Mother's Day, so we are saluting mothers. We're going to slip a little of the father stuff in there too, you know. So this is the Booth Brothers, Down by the River.
Bouncing off the bottom, Lord, drowning in despair. Used to think there was no satisfaction anywhere. Now I'm walking every day, a big smile on my face. Everybody's asking me, where I'm bound to stay to grace. I say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do there?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. Gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the
not
river.
A shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved.
Keep it up, guys. You're doing great.
Everyone around the world, no matter who they be, men and women, boys and girls, sinners just like me, rich, poor,
hypocrite, all benefit the same. Make the trip, take the dip, brother, you'll be glad you came. I say, where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down
yeah.
By the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. I'm gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow will be down.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Get on my knees and pray. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Lord,
come on,
I'm saved.
Let's go down,
yeah,
down by the river, river.
You may have a high or low opinion of yourself. Either way, don't think that you're above nobody else.
Well,
there's no kind of right or wrong. We're all gonna do. Keep in mind, there comes a time when it will be asked of you. Say where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. You're gonna talk it out.
Down by the river.
What it's all about.
Down by the river.
Not a shadow of a doubt.
Down by the river.
Oh, thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Tell me where you been?
Down by the river.
Are you going again?
Down by the river.
What you gonna do then?
Down by the river.
Get on my knees and pray. I'm gonna talk it out. Thank you, Lord, I'm saved. Thank you, Lord, Lord Jesus, thank you.
Well, well.
The way that one gets up and moves. That's a fun song.
That was
it's great. It's just a thank you song to the Father. It's a thank you song. And this is a day of thank yous, you know?
It is.
We're saying thank you to our mothers, whether they're with us or not. We're still saying thank you. And
absolutely.
Thank you to God. Thank you to God just for being our Father.
Yes.
He's not a dictator. He's not somebody who disciplines us. He's our Father. And he loves us. And that's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thought. I like that. Let's play another one of John's contributions.
Lovely.
Which
yes,
I love.
Please.
Because
we
this
love
makes
them.
It so easy. this is one most of these mother songs, I've heard of a few of them, very few. And this is one I haven't heard of, but it's so kind of awesome. It makes you really stop and think. It's called Pal of My Cradle Days.
What a friend, what a pal. Only now I can see how you dreamed and you planned all for me. I never knew what a mother goes through. There's nothing that you pal of my grave.
Now, that's one that kind of makes you feel a little guilty, doesn't it?
I love the words.
Oh, yes. And you start listening to that, though, as like the lines on your face, I placed every line there. I put the silver in your hair. And you start feeling guilty.
Yes.
But
very pretty song.
Oh, it's a beautiful song.
It was.
It's a beautiful
lovely.
Song.
It was. Lovely
and,
voice. You find John.
Yes. I don't even ask anymore. I just accept and say thank you so very, very much. It's going to make this show absolutely perfect. And it always does. It's always great.
It does, yeah.
So,
lovely choice of song.
Time, yes, it really is. And I've
He's
still
got a good
see,
taste in music.
One, two, three, four. I've still got four songs that he sent me to get through. So we're going to do that. We're going to do
okay.
that.
Oh,
but right
bless.
Now, we're
going to
play an We're going to play an Elvis song, and this
yes.
is one that
Lovely.
I just really, really love. It's a gospel. Lead me, guide me.
Oh, I love it.
That is beautiful, yeah.
Beautiful.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I am tired and I need thy strength. And power to guide me over my darkest hour. Lord, just open mine eyes that I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me. Guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I get astray. Lord, just open my eyes that I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I am lost if you take your hand from me. I am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. And lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me?
There we go. We had to have an Elvis break, you know.
Beautiful.
That's required.
I just love him singing
every
gospel.
15 minutes. Every 4 hours you need an Elvis break, or every 2 hours. 2 hours.
I
every
do.
2 hours you need an Elvis break. 15 minutes.
Well, I have a break every 10 minutes of the day then. Cause
well, that's all right. That's all right.
I get up
I'm
in
sure
the morning
the
and he goes on. He goes on
Funny
just before I go to bed.
Oh, and hey guys, I gotta let you know, I talked to Shauna earlier, and they are at the hospital with Charles' dad.
Bless him.
I guess the hospital called Charles and said that he could come and see his dad. The last I actually heard about his dad's condition is he's really not doing very well. And we're still all praying that it's going to get better, because, you know, sometimes it gets worse and then it will get better. And that's what we're hoping for. So pray for Patrick and Charles' mom, and for Charles and Shauna and Wade.
Of course.
Because they need all the support they can get right now. You know, they got a rough road to hoe now, and they got to be sticking to it. So that's where they are right now, and we just need to ask for all your prayers for them at this point.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people don't understand this, but sometimes it helps to realize that no matter what happens, it's going to be fine. It's going to be good. It's going to be the way it's supposed to be. No matter what happens to Patrick Fleming, he's going to be fine. If he passes off of this world and goes home, he's going to be fine. He's going to be in the Father's arms. He doesn't hurt anymore. He's going to be fine. If he stays with us for a while longer and gets well, then he's going to be fine, because he'll be well. So we just need to pray that whatever the outcome may be, is that it happens without lingering pain and hardship. And that if the outcome is that Mr. Fleming has to leave this earth, we have to pray that Charles and Shauna will have the strength to get through it calmly. The pain of the passing will always be with them. That doesn't ever go away. But I pray for very quickly they come to the point of being able to handle it, being able to deal with it, because you can compartmentalize it. It gets less. You can see it objectively, and you deal with it. That's what we call it, is dealing with it. But it's like the Father just gives us a place to put that. And we can take it out and look at it every once in a while and cry over it and know that it's okay. But we have to get the pain out somehow. And then we put it back in that compartment. And I just pray that if it comes to that, that Shauna and Charles will find that compartment very quickly, because it does make everything easier to deal with. And I just pray for Mr. Fleming that it turns out the way the Father has planned for him. But I do pray that one or the other outcome happens quickly for all their sakes. That the uncertainty is dealt with and they know which way it's going and they can handle it. Pray for the love and the strength for them to handle whatever it might be, because there are going to be tough things to deal with no matter which way it goes. They just need our prayers to get through this and to know that we're all with them. So that's my tirade on that. But I just had to say that, guys, because that's where they are right now. And we don't know what's happening. We don't know if it's good or bad or what's going on. Shauna will let us know, I'm sure, as soon as she can. Right now, they're at the hospital with Mr. Fleming, and we just have to pray for whatever outcome the Lord means it to have. We need to pray that it happens quickly.
Amen.
That eases everyone's suffering. Everyone's uncertainty, yeah. Everyone's heartache will be less. So that's, y'all are free to choose to pray the way you want to, the way you feel led to, but that's how I'm going to pray. And I just thought I'd put it out there for y'all in case you hadn't thought of it yet, you know. So that's where we sit with that one. So now, another Mother's Day song, of course, of course, of course. And this is one John sent, because we're getting through John's songs before I play any of the others I found. Garth Brooks. Now, he's a country singer, you know, da-da-da-da. He's not one of my favorites, but he's not bad. He's just not one of my favorites, that's all.
He's a biggie.
A lot of people like him. That's how he's so popular. That's how he makes the bucks, because a lot of people do like him, and that's great. I'm not going to begrudge him that. That's fine. And he's very personable. He's a very nice man. He really is. So, Garth Brooks, and he's singing a song called Mom.
Little baby told God, hey, I'm kind of scared. Don't really know if I want to go down there. From here it looks like a little blue ball. But that's a great big place, and I'm so small. Why can't I just stay here with you? Did I make you mad? Don't you want me to? And God said, oh child, of course I do. But there's somebody special waiting for you. So hush now, baby, don't you cry. There's someone down there waiting. His only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go meet your mom. You'll never have a better friend or a warmer touch to tuck you in. She'll kiss your bruises, your bumps and scrapes, and any time you hurt, her heart's gonna break. So hush now, babe, don't you cry. There's someone down there waiting. There's only golden light. It's making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong. It's almost time to go meet your mom. When she's talking to you, make sure you listen close, 'cause she's gonna teach you everything you'll ever need to know. Like how to mind your manners, to love and laugh and dream. And she'll put you on the path that'll bring you back. Hush now, little baby, don't you cry. 'Cause there's someone down there waiting, whose only goal in life is making sure you're always gonna be alright. A loving angel, tender, tough and strong.
Come on, child, it's time to meet your mom.
Isn't that wonderful?
Awesome.
That's awesome. Done from the perspective of the father talking to a baby who's about to go down to be with his mother, to grow within her and meet the lady who's going to lead him through life. That's really kind of cool. I just think that's an awesome, awesome idea. Do it from God's perspective, talking to the soul who he's sending down to become a human being, just like he did with his son. That's an awesome prospect. That thought has got to make you smile, that maybe being as limitless as the Father is, regardless, numbers don't count with the Father. But maybe he has a conversation like this with every child that he's about to send down to become a human. Now, there's an awesome thought. Possibly, we each one of us had that conversation with God before we came to earth to become a human. What's that do to you inside? It should make them all giggly and smiley. That's a wonderful prospect. That is something cool to think about. Wow. I love that thought. That's fantastic. Awesome. And to follow that, we're going to do another Elvis song, Gospel. Mm-hmm. Nothing like Elvis Gospel. Well, unless it's Statler's and Gaither's and Oak Ridge Boys. And you know, you got this certain group, right? Elvis is right there. Anyway, this is one I thought of last night, thinking, oh, wouldn't that be nice to hear? So, welcome back, Susan.
thank you.
You are, Susan.
Yes. What, three times in the last 4 minutes? Something like that?
For my
thing.
Next
my
trick,
gosh.
I will disappear.
There you go.
I will do a Paul Daniels.
Yeah, do Paul Daniels.
True. It's like learning how to drive a manual shift car. It's
absolutely
real freaky the first few times, you know, and especially if you look down the road and you're sideways in the road and see a semi coming at you. That's pretty freaky. But after a while, you don't even have to think about it anymore. So I'm sure that Susan's in that genre by now. Oh, no problem. I just flip back. Here I am again. I can.
Hello, goodbye.
I've got my water wings back on anyway, so I'm all right.
Yeah, you get used to it after a while, right? You just, you know, muscles get in shape so you can just wing it across the ocean with no problem.
That's right.
Oh, my
I should
word.
Be fit, shouldn't I?
Whoa, yeah. Well, at least for that, anyway.
I should be well fit.
Punch that button. Your fingers are probably very fit.
They are, actually. They're quite
Mine
nimble.
Are. I've got very fit fingers, yeah. Oh, no, Jenny, don't. This is Sunday. This is Elvis. See, and you went there, too. You went there, too. Okay, anyway. We're not going to say it. It's
no,
okay.
No. Be good.
I'm trying, but sometimes it's very difficult. Okay. This is Elvis, and I thought of this song last night, and I thought, we haven't played that for a long time, so I'm going to play it. Where could I go but to the Lord?
Oh, another one.
Where could I go but to the Lord?
Why it's there, but it would be nice if it wasn't, you know what I mean? Mm. So that's okay. back to a Mother's Day song. And this one is kind of a classic. It's kind of cool. It's done by a lady named Rose Marie. And it's called My Mother's Eye. See if you recognize it.
One bright and guiding light that taught me wrong from right, I found in my mother's eyes.
Oh,
Lady's got a voice on her, that's for sure. Irish or not, she has got a voice on her. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, I love
I remember
it.
That one.
Yeah. It's been around for, well, since '09. I mean, you know what?
Yeah. 2 years left.
Yeah. Gospel song, Alison Krauss. I don't know if you guys recognize that name or not.
Yes, I do.
Awesome.
Great
okay.
singer.
She is a country singer. But here she's singing with the Cox family. And it's a song called Remind Me, Dear Lord.
My heart are just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back.
Human and humans forget. That's our curse, I guess. We forget. We forget how much God loves us. We forget that we should always be kind. We forget. We get so wrapped up in everything happening day by day with ourselves that we forget. Consider the others. You know, we were given that example. The Lord has taught us that all along. And he sent Jesus to show us. You know, it's, there are those around us all the time that there's always someone fairly close that's worse off than we are in some fashion. And we forget. We forget our blessings. We forget how fortunate we are, what we have been given, what we have been blessed with. We forget. And we need to find some way to remind ourselves each day that it could be worse. No matter what's happening, it could be worse. And that's what we forget. And sometimes we're shown that it can be worse, and that is no fun. And we've all been there. We just need to remember. When you wake up in the morning, remember how truly blessed you are. No matter what might happen that day, you are blessed. It might not feel like it, but if you think about it for a couple of minutes, you'll see. You'll remember. It's there. And one of our biggest blessings is Mama. So we're going with Jimmy Buckley. I have no idea what nationality he is. And oh well, you know, he is who he is. Jimmy Buckley, and he's singing a song called My Mother that John sent to us this morning.
Every day I call my mother just to tell her that I love her. That's a thing I'm very proud to say. 'Cause I'm so glad to have her. To me, she's like no other. She's the reason I'm the man you see today. How her heart was filled with joy when she saw her little boy. The first time that she held me in her arms. And from that moment on, she and Dad were both the ones who cared for me and kept me from all harm. So when you see your mother, tell her that you love her. Hold her life you'll never wish to part. When this world it seems unfair, she's the one who's always there. My mother means the kindest, loving heart. Since I've grown from boy to man, I've come to understand the love that lives within a mother's heart. That's why I call her every day if I'm near or
far away, for I know someday she and I must part. So always hold her dear as you count each passing year. Say you're sorry if you cost her pain or strife. And when it's your birthday, just call her up and say, thank you, Mom, for giving me the gift of life. So when you see your mother, tell her that you love her. Hold her like you never wish to part. When this world it seems unfair, she's the one who's always there. My mother means the kindest, loving heart. When this world it seems unfair, she's the one who's always there. My mother means the kindest, loving heart.
All right, my mother, Jimmy Buckley. Thank you, John. We've had some beautiful, beautiful songs today.
We have.
And aha, hello, new caller. How are you doing?
Hello, Jenny.
Hi, how are you, hon?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Oh. I'm tired.
Oh, it's cafe.
I'm running
it's
around.
Cafe.
I'm just trying to make the day happen, you know? And it's gone. The day's happening.
Well, I wanted to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out here, and prayers for Shauna and her family.
Yes.
Prayers for her. Just letting, you know, I'm thinking of all of you, and just wanted to say hello. Hello,
well,
Kathy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Hello, Kathy.
Thank you.
It's been a great show.
I'm to you too.
It's a good show.
It's good of you. It's good of you to call in and say that. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, you're welcome. You do a fantastic show. I'm in the Walmart parking lot with my granddaughter, so I just wanted to say hi, and y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much, and we're just about done here, so good timing.
All right.
Monday,
okay.
All right.
Take care.
Yeah. My day you go. Take
Hello.
Care. Take care.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, kids, I've got one more song to do, but first I want to say thank you to everybody that joined me for the show today. It was a special day. It's Mother's Day, and we got quite a few tributes to mamas in there, and that was a very good thing. I had so much more that I didn't get to do, but that's all right. Time is time, and we mix the gospel in with it. That's what Sunday is about, and I think that's why they made Mother's Day on a Sunday. You know, I really think so.
They did. Mother and Sunday, beautiful.
Mm. Yes, and mixing them
special
both together.
Day.
Yes, it's a very special thing. So thank you for being here, Anne. And Susan, yes. And thank you, Kathy,
oh,
for calling
welcome.
In and
Sweet.
Wishing us a good
Love
day.
Love your show.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Thank you,
and
Jenny.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I just appreciate you guys calling in and being here. And thanks to everybody in the chats that hung out and did their chatty thing.
We do our chatty thing, yes.
Yes, that's the chatty thing. Yeah. Sometimes I kind of go away during that, concentrating on the show and just, you know, just getting away from the chitty-chatty thing because I've got another thing I've got to concentrate on rather than that. But I always come back and check it out and everything, so don't think I ignore
you.
Yeah,
you do.
I'm just not always there, that's all. But we've had wonderful music today honoring our mothers, here
yes.
or past. And we've got, I thank you, everybody that's listening, and I'm hoping my mama was listening. I'm hoping my sisters got her to hear. And I know I have many of my family and friends that are listening, especially since it was Mother's Day. And I just appreciate every one of you that do listen, because it just feels so much more special. It makes you all feel closer when you listen to the show. So thank you so much for being here. And I'll see you all next Thursday, because I'll be back. So,
you'll be back. Yes,
I'll
be back.
I'm not sure, is that a promise or a warning? I'm not real sure.
A bit of Arnie there. She'll be back. Yeah.
I guess it depends on how you feel about in my shows, whether it's a promise or a warning, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's go out playing the last song that John sent me for today. It was in 1971, he looked to be around 12 when he sang this song. I don't know for sure how old he was, but that's what it looked like. And he's, of course, in his 40s now, 50s, something like that. But this is called Mother of Mine.
Oh, I know it, yeah.
Be done.